some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. That introduction kind of reminds me I'm doing a column for the Dallas Morning News. We've got a new format. We're not doing just the Q&A format anymore. I'm doing a column just on one subject per column. It appears in the Dallas Morning News on Thursday and also on their website. And that's kind of the reason for the change, is that they're putting more and more emphasis on their website, and the new format's supposed to be more fitting for that kind of a format, I guess. But one of the next one that I'm writing, and there's a delay from the time I write them until they appear in the Dallas Morning News, I'm going to do kind of a rehash of the very first column that I wrote about the general basis for my belief in the organic approach, and talk about organic fertilizer and why it's so much better, because that's probably the biggest misconception about what I try to teach people, is that the most important part of it is getting away from the synthetic fertilizers. And there's a lot of different ones. The weed and feeds are the worst. The second worst are the nitrogen-only fertilizers that unfortunately are being recommended quite a bit, especially here in Texas. And then the third worst is any high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizer. And then all the rest of them. And so the column will be about that. We'll talk about that here, too. We'll probably do some kind of a newsletter that's along those same lines. We don't do exactly the same thing with the column as with the newsletter. And we have a little more flexibility as far as size and everything on the newsletter, so we'll cover that there as well. In fact, that may appear even before the Dallas Morning News one does, and again, its angle will be a little bit different. If you don't get the newsletter, it's real simple to do. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and sign up. The information's right there on the homepage, and it goes out on a weekly basis. Usually goes out sometime around Thursday, but it varies. Depends on how good I am at getting it finished, going through all the checks and balances that we do before it goes out. A lot of people get it. Over 110,000 people now are signed up, and we really are having a lot of fun, get great feedback from it, and you can get it as well. The last one, the one that just went out, if you haven't got it, you may want to go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and look at the archives and check it out. I covered the diseases that are being talked about by others, including other universities around the country, and especially some of them here in Texas. The diseases that have been put in the category of there's nothing you can do about them, just throw up your hands and go on and plant something else. And also covered one of the insect problems that's in that category. We covered oak wilt, rose rosette, this fungal disease, canker that has hit the Italian cypress trees. And bark scale, this white scale that gets on crepe myrtles, and we cover what you can do. And, yes, there is a solution for all of them. It's basically the same thing on all of them. It's the sick tree treatment that we talk about here a great deal, because a lot of these diseases that are so-called have no solution, have no pest control for them. They do if you simply relieve the stress that brought the problems on in the first place. All these things basically are caused by the fact that the plant is in stress, and then here Mother Nature comes with the cleanup crew to take them out, take out these ill-adapted plants that aren't doing well. Well, you change what brought that stress on in the first place, and the pressure just drops like a rock. And in a lot of cases, the problem goes away. And the toughest, if it doesn't go completely away, what happens is there's some organic way that you can control the disease or the insect. And that's what the last newsletter covered, so you might want to check that out if you don't get the newsletter right now. SPCA report for you real quickly. And by the way, we've already got people holding our work folks in as we go, and I'll work my stuff in, weave it all together. The telephone number to be with me here on the show, question about gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever, or a tip or whatever you want to talk about, it's fine. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The SPCA report is sponsored by Espoma, and we're delighted to have Espoma and their BioTone Starter Plus and all their products, because they're available out there for you across the country, probably better than any of the other organic fertilizers at this time. Hopefully, there'll be more in that category at some point, but Espoma has the lead in it right now and have extremely high-quality, affordable organic products. Cameron is today's dog that we want to tell you about. It's a 7-year-old brindle pit bull mix, really pretty coat, 57 pounds. You can go to the SPCA button. Just go to dirtdoctor.com, look over there on the right-hand side, and where you see the SPCA mentioned in that list, it'll be real high in the list right now. Click on it, and you can go to see Cameron and also Lottie and Bart from the past have not been adopted yet, and they're really cute, both of them. Really, I'm surprised that they haven't been snatched up yet. Moyette, whatever it was from last week, and Tater from several weeks, used to be called Big N, have both been adopted. So thank you for that. But go to the SPCA button and check out our dogs here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and wherever you are in the country, be sure to at least consider supporting the rescue organizations when you get a pet. It's a great way to go. Let's see. One of the things we've featured also in that last newsletter is my books. There's a new thing about our books. The members of the Organic Club of America get a percentage discount. Also, you need to know that a percentage of the money on the when you join the Organic Club of America goes to supporting TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, which is involved in helping to present all the research and data that's out there, and also do research and work ourselves, which we're doing on a kind of a nonstop basis and have been for a long time. The Texas Organic Research Center, you can go to the website. There's a button on dirtdoctor.com, or you can just go to texasorganicresearchcenter.org. And check all that out. Let's see here. Oh, the contest picture is another thing I need to mention. Last week, we didn't have anybody, as far as I know, unless I missed some, we didn't have anybody even try to guess the contest picture. It shows up on dirtdoctor.com just before the show starts each week. And whoever identifies the photograph wins one of our courses, our natural organic certification course, which is a landscape and gardening course, going from A to Z about everything you need to know about this natural organic approach. And it's in 15 chapters and has a booklet that comes with it that's 26 pages and greatly detailed. It's an outline, but it's also detailed on the key points that I cover in the course, and it's a pretty good cheat sheet is what it is. And so the even though you have to pass the test on each of the 15 chapters and pass it 100% before you go on and complete the test and get the certification from TORC, it just gives you it's easy to do. I mean, it's thorough, no question about it. But if you listen to the videos and go through the 26-page booklet, you can pass it easily there. But anyway, whoever identifies the photograph first wins one of those each week. We didn't have a winner last week, unless we totally missed something. The photograph was a photograph of blue agave cores after the leaves had already been cut off. And it's on Instagram. It goes there after we have identified it. This week's photograph is up, so check it out. And I'll be back with you right after this, so don't go away. If you identify that current photograph, you win one of our courses. Howard Garrett, back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and that number is 866-444-3478. Clem called in early this morning, so we're going to go there first. Trophy Club. Hi, Clem. Clem,
hello.
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Clem, are you there?
Hello.
All right, we got some problem there, Dave, apparently.
God.
see if we can get him on the line there. In the meantime, we got one line open, I think. If you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. All right, try again. Let's see if he's there. Clem, you there?
Hello.
Clem?
Hello.
It's not working for some reason there, Dave. Dave will get it fixed up, and we'll we need to get that going because we got a whole bunch of people holding. Let's see what else I need to catch up with you on. Well, the next thing to tell you is that I will be speaking again at a Mother Earth news fair. The next one is June the 10th, coming up pretty quick. And it'll be in Vermont. It'll be in Burlington, Vermont. And I haven't been there before. This is my first time to I drove through there going on when we did our trip to New York and Boston and all that. We went up through the area. We drove through the corner of Vermont and I saw some. It looks like a beautiful place. I've heard a lot of good things about it. But in fact, some of the people that recommended where we go said that next time we do a fall color trip to be sure and go along the coast and up in there, and Vermont has some of the best fall color. So won't get to see that, but get to see the summer stuff. And I'll be doing the two talks that we've started doing. I'm talking both talks on Saturday, June the 10th. So those of you that are in that area, those of you that have any friends or know anybody that you might mention it to, we will be doing the talk on the natural organic pest control probably first. I think that's how they have it set up. And then the second one I do is the tree talk that covers selection, planting, management of trees, and then covering the fantastic trees of the world, which has really been fun. It's I've got some new ones to add to that list. I'm going to have to be careful to keep it from continuing to grow. We cover some of the largest trees in the world, some of the most interesting, some of the oldest, and give you some quick information about all that. Should we try again, Dave? Okay, we got something going on that's a problem there. A little story for you about gardening that happened yesterday. Went to the farmer's market, as I usually do on the weekend, pick up some good quality grass-fed meats and some produce, and I was looking for some tomatoes. I'd bought some tomatoes from a farm over in near Sulphur Springs a week or so ago that were just fantastic. Judy and I really were impressed with the taste. You know, sometimes you get tomatoes that don't have any taste at all. Sometimes you get them that have a pretty good taste, and sometimes they're great. In fact, yesterday when I was visiting with Bob Webster on his show, we got into that conversation. He asked me if I knew what I thought was a way to kick up the flavor in vegetables. And, of course, what we've always said, and I went through with him again yesterday, is that the flavor in general, first of all, it's a variety thing. If you pick a bad variety or you know, one that's not adapted where you are, you may not have very good production or flavor, either one. But if it is one that's adapted to the soil and the climate where you are and everything, what will affect the taste more than anything is the trace mineral availability. Trace mineral availability from the soil to the plants, and that trace mineral availability is directly related to the complex carbohydrates in the plant. And that's the sugars. That's where the taste comes from. And a lot of people will tell you, if they get a soil test and they see that there's a deficiency in boron, zinc, magnesium, copper, molybdenum, things like that, that you could buy those individual elements and put them in the soil and help the taste. Probably if you're absolutely perfect with your applications of those, that's probably right. I always worry when you start applying one element to the soil that I'm concerned that, and I've done it myself, you can very easily over-apply it and create a bigger problem than you had before, because those trace minerals need to be in there at very, very low levels. What I tend to recommend instead is to just kick up the biological activity with the organic program and products that we recommend, you know, and the organic fertilizers, the Garrett juice, the rock minerals like lava sand and magic sand and the different things that we recommend, and make those by kicking up the biological activity, you start making those trace minerals that were tied up available to the plant, and that directly relates to the flavor, the taste in the crops. So anyway, I was looking around down there, and the farm that I'd bought from a week before wasn't there. So I started talking to a couple of new places, and I had two really interesting conversations. And I'll tell you more about them when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and Dave got the phones rebooted, so let's see if it works. And Clem, if you're listening, call us back, okay? Carolyn in Fort Worth, are you there? Carolyn?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, what can I do for you?
I thought you said Clem. This is Carolyn. Yes, I have a couple of jujube trees. They're about 3 years old, and they're loaded. But they're starting to make those runners out into the yard and the flower bed.
Yep.
And I wondered how you control those.
You can't. That's the one negative about jujube. Well, there's two negatives. They're also well armed, and you've got to be careful about the thorns on them.
But
They're pretty bad about that, Carolyn. All you can do. I'm about to introduce a new tool to the market. I tried to find it. I've got this little hatchet length grubbing hoe kind of a thing, and I discovered that one of my listeners or one of the friends made it for me years ago. Actually, there were two made for me, and I don't remember how to get a hold of those people, but there's no big manufacturer that I know of that makes this thing, so I'm going to try to get somebody that I met at the Mother Earth News. In fact, they're doing a prototype for me right now and make it available. But what you can use in the meantime is just go, if you don't already have one, go to a hardware store or a nursery garden center and get a grubbing hoe that has as narrow a metal end on it as possible. You know, not wide like a regular hoe, but narrow, more like a an adze that's used for woodworking or a Maddox or something like that. And you just go around, and where those things are popping up, wear gloves for sure because of the thorns, and chop down right where that shoot is coming up. This is the primary way I control my bamboo. I do this where the bamboo shoots come up, and I can feel where the runner is and chop the runner as well as taking the sprout out.
Well, I can't get it. I've got a walkway that's got pavers, and they're coming up between the pavers and everything, and I wondered if I could just put some kind of weed killer on it, and even the orange oil and vinegar and kill that little
none of the organic weed killers are strong enough to kill a woody plant. Plus, if they did, you'd be hurting the mother tree, because see, these aren't seedlings, these are sprouts off the roots.
I knew there were sprouts off the roof, but I mean, there has to be, without tearing up my whole walkway.
No, there's only one way to go, and that's unfortunately, and that's to cut them off. Just use in this case, use pruners and cut them off right at ground level, and keep doing it until you keep cutting them off, and they'll finally give up and try to sprout over somewhere else. But it's just like having a silver poplar in your yard. There's really no cure for it. And if you used a toxic chemical that was strong enough to kill them, you're going to kill your tree.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, plus you're going to be putting poison into the jujube fruit.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Well, this is just a real problem. Every day I go out and I have two or three more sprouts coming up.
Yep, I know. Yeah. I've got them myself, and I just keep cutting them back. And if you just do it a few times every few days, it's manageable. Mm-hmm. There are some jujubes. In fact, there's one I've got a photograph of, I think, on our website that has a single trunk and is not doing this. So apparently there are genetic versions of the jujube that will not spread like that. And maybe we can find one of those trees. I think I can locate this one again and get some cuttings off of it or whatever mm-hmm. we need to do and get some on the market that don't spread. But right now, most of them spread into a little thicket.
Yes, they do, and they get in between the flowers in the flower bed and everywhere.
Right.
You know, they're just everywhere.
I'm sorry, Carolyn.
I know the jujubes are so good, and the grandkids like them, and
oh, yeah.
We love them, but it's a daily process, it seems like.
Cutting them back, it's all you can do.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Talk to you later. Here's Clem. Thanks for being patient. Clem, what can I do for you?
Oh, boy, Howard. I have an aristocrat pear tree. It's about 13 feet tall now. Starting last year, it began to not do so well. And this year, only the 50% lower part has leafed out at all.
Mm-hmm.
I have contacted several times over the last 5 or 6 months a gentleman who was going to come out and look at it, maybe bring an air spray along. But at the last minute, he canceled, and he said he'd send one of his helpers out. The guy came out. He gave me a 30-second look over the tree and said the tree needed to be replaced. And I never heard anything from him. And after about 4 or 5 weeks went by, I went back to the original fella. I guess he's over in Dallas. And I spoke to him, and I said, if the tree has to be replaced, I told him what tree I wanted. And that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I've never heard back from him. So, I don't know, he came highly recommended on your show, but while he's very pleasant to talk to on the phone, he hasn't done a darn thing for me.
Huh, okay.
Do you know anybody that's in the Roanoke Trophy Club area that is familiar with your tree? I've done it, tried to do it myself. But I'm 87 years old, and my mobility is limited to a walker. So the only way I could dig around a tree was to lie on my side and dig with a trowel carefully. And I've gotten down to the point where I see roots coming out from the tree further down in the earth, about 11, 12 inches down.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the larger roots seem to be just dead wood. But also I found down there in the 10-inch area, roots coming out about maybe a quarter of an inch in diameter. And there were a couple of roots right at the top, just barely under the surface.
Well, it sounds like it's way too deep in the ground, and you're going the right way. Just keep working on it yourself. One other company you might call that's in the mid-cities is Danny Wright. He's in that business and does the air spade. And I think we may even have his name under Arborist on the website. But if not, you can get it out of information and see if he can
help. Do you have his phone number handy?
I don't have it right now, no. But it's on the website, I think. So and it'll be in phone books and information. So check that out. And in the meantime, if they're telling you it's in too bad a shape, needs to be replaced, I guess maybe that's a better way to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, well, I guess that's what I'll do. I'll give up on the whole idea and just get it replaced. Okay, thank you, Howard.
Okay, appreciate the call. Sorry you had so much trouble getting in here with the phones. Let's see who's next. Jan in Oak Cliff here in Dallas. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Good. It's been a while since I've talked to you. I've got a couple questions, if you got the time.
Sure.
The first and most important is, I've been trying to clear out all the Bermuda grass from my backyard. I'm down here in Oak Cliff, so this is, you know, black clay muck that's been there for 150 years. And I didn't get everything cleaned out. The Bermuda and the nut grass and the trumpet vine just proved to be way more, you know, insistent on being alive this fall. So I ordered buffalo grass seed and clover seed from Native American Seed.
Mm-hmm.
I called them about 1st of March when I didn't see any cool season grasses coming up and I didn't see any kind of sign that, you know, anything was really maybe poking through. Since the clover is cool season and the buffalo grass is warm season, the lady at Native American said, well, put them both in right now and they'll take care of themselves. So that was around, you know, second week of March or so that I did that. I'm not seeing any buffalo grass sprouting yet. I called Native American a couple weeks ago. They said, well, it needs to be warmer still. Soil temperature needs to come up some before it'll do that. The issue I'm having now is the clover is wonderful. You know, it's 12 inches tall. Do I need to take that down so that it won't shade out the buffalo grass when it starts to sprout?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they recommended the two going in together. If it's tall at all, it's going to keep that buffalo from germinating. And I agree with what they said that it has not been warm enough yet for buffalo grass to germinate. We've had really, you know, pretty cool weather and a lot of rain, a lot of cloudiness and everything. So they're right on that. But you need to cut that. If you want the buffalo to get started, which I'm sure you do, you've planted it, you need to mow the clover low enough to where it's going to stress it and it's going to thin out pretty much and, you know, allow that buffalo to get started.
Well, they told me that we needed to be in the 90s for like 2 weeks before the buffalo grass would start. Isn't that a point where the clover is going to start to say it's too hot for me anyway?
No, not under an organic program. The clover will live right through the summer in a lot of cases. But if you mow it, that stresses it enough to where it's going to have a hard time, and the buffalo grass will have a chance to get started. That's all you need to do. Just cut it down low. And it won't completely kill it, but it's going to stress it out enough where it'll be open enough to where there's enough sunlight getting down to the buffalo grass seed to get started.
Okay, now the nut grass has made its way into my garden bed. Not much, but one or two sprouts I'm seeing.
Well, the best thing on nut grass, one is it doesn't hurt a thing in the world except for the underground crops, things like carrots and beets and various things, you know, that are producing underground, potatoes and things like that. Around the rest of the plants, it's actually a pretty good ground cover. But if you want to get rid of it, put down heavier amounts of molasses than you normally do. You can put a cup of liquid molasses in a gallon of water, drench it in that area several times after you've physically removed it one last time, and then you'll see it hang around for a while. It takes a while, but it'll just slowly fade away. If you build up the biological activity with a whole lot of molasses. The other thing that will help you is to make the first application hydrogen peroxide. Use the 3% stuff right out of the grocery store and drench it into that area real heavily. When it's 3% or stronger than that, it'll actually burn some of the plants. But the other thing it does is it's a liquid way of oxygenating the soil. And the nut's edge hangs around, comes there in the first place and hangs around if the soil's staying a little bit too moist and anaerobic. It likes that situation. Then the peroxide and the molasses will both help you with turning that condition around. Okay.
Okay, one last question for you. How big is a bay tree going to get?
A bay? Well, mine's about 35 feet tall.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it'll get to be big if it's in a
fairly protected place. Mine's getting way bigger than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, under an organic program, they get big. Appreciate your call. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Let's see what Daryl is up to in Kaufman. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I got some garlic, looks to me like it's ready to pull, and pull some before and park some hay on top of where it was, but then later it sprouted. Means them little deals on the roots, I've heard they just sprout.
But yeah, they will.
Yellow looking.
Yeah, those little gold things are corms or bulblets, and they will form the first year. They'll form what's called a round instead of a bulb that has a lot of cloves in it. It's just a solid bulb.
I've had some of those rounds. I know what you're talking about. They just look like a solid golf ball, but they're good.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. It has the same value and the taste and everything of the garlic. If you leave them in the ground, they'll develop into full, great, big bulbs the second year, generally speaking. I've been harvesting all mine. I harvested half of the crop day before yesterday, because the tops started getting brown and were going downhill fast, and I was a little worried that I'd waited too long. But after harvesting about half the crop, I'm going to wait just a little bit longer on the rest of my garlic, because I could tell they weren't quite as finished as I would have liked. So it was maybe the weather that turned warm, you know, after being cool for so long. I guess it just kind of accelerated the foliage turning brown. So you can go ahead and harvest some, or you can wait a little bit longer, would be my advice. Either one be fine.
But the question is about the top. On onions, if you let them shoot up, I normally just break those off when I go through the onions and don't let them go to seed. But the tops of those garlics, do they do the same as onions? Is that where the seed actually comes from?
Well, yeah, some of the garlic will form seed on top. You if you let them go all the way to maturity, some people will cut those off. Mine have flowers, and I'm cutting them off, cutting the flowers off now, and I'm putting them, using them for dry arrangements. They'll last for a long, long time. Mine's the elephant garlic and has the big round flowers. So it depends on what kind of garlic it is, but they all have the ability to produce seed. They won't always do it, but they will do it. But you can't leave the garlic in the soil like you do onions. You have to dig them out of the ground and put them in a dry place and let them dry out and store them.
Okay. I used to buy onions up there in the farmer's market by the box, and that company went out of business. So I need to find a place where you can get those and, you know, got like 60 bundles in a box and spread a lot of onions because all my neighbors like them.
Well, it's you're going to have to do it next year. It's a little late to get them going this year, so you just going to have to
call. Sure. But I'm just talking about you used to order those like in October, November, and then they'd call you in January to come pick them up.
Yeah.
But they've gone out of business. I'm wondering how you could get a hold of somebody because they're too expensive at the Walmart and all those places. We used to get them up there like $34, $38 for a box of 60. And now they want like $2 or $3.
Just get online. You can find plenty of people that sell them. I bought some commercially from a company, and I can't remember their name offhand, but there's a lot of different places. That you might contact the Baker Seed Company for one, and then there's several others. There's one I get a newsletter from on a regular basis that's out in New Mexico that looks really good, too. I'll try to look that up, and I'll throw that on the air for you later on if you just keep listening.
All right, but you know, it wouldn't be any good to save these tops on these garlics before I pull them this late, this early in the year.
Save the tops for what? You got to leave those tops until the seed heads completely mature to be some seed produced. Once you cut it or dig the plants out of the ground, if the seed hasn't already been produced, it's not going
it's
to.
It's all over. All right. But come see me. I've told you that before.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Where am I going to go next? Karen in Keller, Texas. Hello, Kelly. Karen?
Hi. I have a tiger lily bed that's about 3 feet by 20 feet. It's really beautiful. It goes up the side of our yard, and it's been there for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay, great.
Well, this year, they all bloomed, and it looked great. And then about a third of the bed, the leaves started turning yellow, and within 2 days, they all went brown. So yesterday I dug them up and there was all this black stuff kind of by the roots. I was reading and it sounds like there was some kind of fungus. So my question is, how long till I can plant in that spot again and can I replant those tubers? I cleaned them off yesterday really well.
I'd say yes, unless that disease has deteriorated the bulbs, you know, if they're really in bad shape, they may not come back. But if you can clean them off, I would clean them off. I would dust them with probably the best thing for you to do is just clean them off real well and spray them with some hydrogen peroxide. Just use the 3% stuff from the grocery store and dilute it down about 50% water, 50% hydrogen peroxide. And then before you replant, mix a really good amount of whole ground cornmeal into the bed before you plant, and I think they'll be fine. Let me put you on hold if you had something else I'll help you with before you have to go away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Next hour coming up, I will start with a guest, talking about garlic and some things like that, and then go back to your phone calls. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.